is about how you buy.
So it's 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit. The baby boomers. The boomer broads, who were baby boomers at one point in time in their life. Janet and Anne Marie are here with...
Babies.
Babes. You're the babes.
You're good.
Along with other babes, including Jennifer and Roberta. I just emailed someone an answer to a question that he asked me, and this is one of those moral dilemmas that I will pass along to all of you ladies for your input. Richie, you can don a skirt if you'd like to, because I know you'll want to be heard on this. I don't make a secret out of my going to the movies and seeing more than one movie on a single ticket.
And I'm going to admit that bothers me, by the way.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you're very open about it.
Yeah, I am very open about it. And the reason that I don't have any qualms about it is because when I go to the theater, especially if I go with Tony or somebody else, I will spend what averages $20 to $25 on popcorn that's worth 25 cents.
Right.
You pay
$5
for it. You pay for candy that's worth 25 or 50 cents, you pay $4 for that. A bottle of water, you pay $3 for. You can get it in the store for a buck. All of the things that you pay for that are extraordinarily overpriced. Beside the fact, what people also don't get, excuse me, is the movie licensing fees that are paid by the theater usually don't reflect whether the movie's any good or not, whether there are people going to see it. The money that's made in a movie theater is made in the popcorn, mm-hmm. in the cheese nachos or whatever the hell they're selling behind the counter. They don't make anything on the movie. The movie is a way to get people to come in and buy the stuff that's at the counter. That's solely what the movie business, the theater business is all about. Movie business is about selling a movie, getting a licensing fee for it to pay back whatever it is. So when you hear all of these that did $25 million this weekend and $18 million, $32 million and whatever, that's the licensing fee that is basically paid by the theater to have that movie in there. They don't make any money. It's a pass-through.
I have a suggestion, though.
Oh, let me just finish what I'm saying. Yeah. So the people who will – there's probably not much, if anything, here that I discuss that I'm not honest with you about. I mean, that's one of the things that I am. Now, maybe I'm not very smart if I tell you a story like that, but frankly, the other side of it is most of you do the same thing or have at one point in time. And so I'm not at all concerned about it, nor do I feel that I'm ripping anybody off. That's just the way I feel about it. It's the way I've always felt that way about it. And maybe it's bad parenting because my father is the one who taught me to do it, because he used to take great pride in walking around the theaters in Palm Beach and, paying. But he didn't buy the amount of popcorn and other stuff that I bought when I was in the theater.
So why can't you bring your own popcorn, which I do? I don't like that. It's mainly because I don't particularly like movie popcorn.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there for a long time. I bring my own water. I bring my own popcorn. And I think you should pay extra.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. You're welcome to it. I respect you for doing it the way you want to do it. I don't.
Do you walk into the theater and go, hey, by the way, have my own popcorn?
Yeah.
No, I don't wave it in front of them because a lot of them don't allow you to bring your own food for some kind of ridiculous.
Well, because they want you to buy their stuff.
It's because
they want you to pay $25 for a couple to eat their stuff.
They'll also tell you, let's say that you make your popcorn and you do something wrong and you poison yourself. and you die right there in the theater, and the only evidence they have is the popcorn that's poisoned right next to you, and all of a sudden your family is suing the theater for selling you poisoned popcorn, which you actually snuck in.
You know,
in.
The only reason they outlaw food, and thankfully sometimes it helps, because the people that bring in the stinky stuff in the movie theater.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
That's
yeah.
rude.
Yeah.
What stinky stuff are you talking about?
Well, like, I'm going to bring chicken curry into
I've seen
the
people
movie.
Bring pizza into the movie theater, or they have, like, yeah, they have Chinese food, or they have something stinky in there. It's weird.
Well, you buy stinky food there.
Pizza. I used to date this girl, and we used to sneak in bottles of wine.
Yeah, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, wine in the movie.
What I'm saying is there's not, I mean, you can say that I'm immoral or unethical or whatever, and, you know, most of the time that judgment is in the eyes of the beholder. I know how I live my life. I know that I am extraordinarily ethical and moral when it comes to, I guess, what might be described as what's important. People say, well, this is just a sign you're not to be trusted. That's nonsense.
No, I think you're cheap.
Well, maybe I am. I don't think I'm cheap. I spent $25 on popcorn. Tony and I went to the movies last week, and we bought two. She bought a medium popcorn. I had a small popcorn. No. I wanted a water. She wanted a water. And I think by the time we were done...
$20 later?
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you share water and popcorn?
Because she didn't want to share water and popcorn, and I've learned long ago not to argue with her about what she wants. There's no reason.
You're
there's nothing.
You're very wise.
There's
very
nothing
wise.
In it, Rich.
That's
trust
right.
me. There is nothing in it. All right, so I understand Janet has a lot in common with Roberta. Apparently, Janet has become a needle... person in that.
What?
Okay, she, that sounds terrible.
She has received Botox.
Ah. Had some yesterday.
All right, Janet had some, and okay, let's let Richie would just sit back. This is kind of like pulling the top on the thing and let it spin around. Ladies, please have at it.
Well, Roberta, you will echo me. Is it real? It's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal at all. I mean, I think anybody who looks good who's over the age of 50 has had Botox.
Yeah.
Wait, excuse me. I'm 65 and I have not had Botox. And Janet told me yesterday I didn't even need it.
Well, you may not need it.
But that you would look even better if you had.
Yeah,
but you don't need it. No, listen, I don't know about you, Roberta, because I don't know how long you've been doing it, et cetera. But
15
this is my
years.
First time. What?
No, I've been
years.
Doing Botox for about 5 years.
5 years.
And I usually do 20 to 25 milliliters each time.
Is that, I don't know, is that the number of the,
that's
the
about
bottle?
That's about normal. I do a little bit less, but I do it 3 to 4 times a year, because the more you do it, the less you need it.
Her face looks like Stonehenge now, but other than that, no wrinkles.
I also do a little bit of Restylane in my lips.
Yeah, that's what I did, a little Restylane for the line that runs. You know what? And listen, I am not in the beauty business. I don't think I'm kidding anybody. This is, you know, obviously not about, I'm not Cher, and I'm not someone whose livelihood depends on her looks.
So why'd you do it?
But you want to look good.
Exactly, and I wanted to feel good about the way I looked. I would look in that mirror, I would see that damn line from the nose to the mouth, and it made me feel old, it made me angry that I had sat in the sun all those years like an idiot, and I just felt like I needed to get rid of that to make me feel better. That was really what it was all about, beyond even looking good.
You know what
really good.
By the way, you can see it all on our show, our Boomer Broad show this week.
We'll post it this week.
Any of your listeners want
to... At boomerbroads.com. We have a connection to that, a link to that, don't we, at DougStephan.com?
Yeah, you certainly should, and we link to you.
All right. So here's the story. There has not probably been today... Well, maybe the last week or month, Richie, a better time for me to do the Lumitone spot. I think that perhaps I should share with both Janet and Roberta and those who are thinking about having an expensive procedure, perhaps you might want to think again about that when you could look years younger, especially around your eyes, by using Lumitone. It's perfect for dark circles, puffiness, bags, fine lines, redness, crow's feet. Instantly, the dark circles will fade from view when you use Lumitone, Lumatone. Put it under your eyes, and you will have the instant reduction. And it isn't makeup. It's just it deals technically a natural substance that deals with all of that stuff so that the before, which we all know all too well looking in the mirror every day, and the after will be pleasing to you and others who are looking at you.
I'm going to try it. I mean it.
Lumitone.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You call this number. You get a free bottle. Both you ladies can get a free bottle.
I'm going to try it for sure now.
800-894-3302. Everybody says to me, Roberta says, give me a free bottle. Why do I have to get you a free bottle? Call the number and you get your own free bottle. 800-894-3302. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee, a couple of bucks, I think. And that's it. You'll.
Well, I did try the other, their competition.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. So I want to know, Lumitone.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell you for sure.
All right. Remarkable formula. Works better. Everybody who's tried it has said, and this is a fairly new product, has said it does what the suggestion is. It's an anti-aging eye cream. It's what it is.
Does it tell you how long you have to try it before you see results?
It says 6 weeks.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
800-894-3302. Lumitone, try for 6 weeks. Take part in a special offer. You don't have to pay for the bottle, the jar. You pay shipping and handling. Lumitone. Dark circles fade from view. 800-894-3302.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that, Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
April the 6th on the Good Day program. Beauty is in the focus, and we will keep with the boomer broads. Roberta has been through all of this. Does beauty buy you happiness? That continues as the focal point of our conversation here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed. For now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Car insurance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She never danced before. So let on the floor.
All right, we're at 24 past the hour. Birthday time for Tuesday the 6th of April. That's what today is, right? Isn't yesterday the 5th? Yeah. Today's the
6th.
Today
is the 5th, my brother.
Today is the 5th?
Today is the 5th.
Oh, it is, right, yeah.
Don't give a day away.
I put my hand over the lighting. We have to do this special lighting for the little television doo-wop-a-doodle here, and so I can't see my calendar. All right, today is the 5th. That's the bottom line. And Billy Bland, Billy Boy Bland, Let the Little Girl Dance, My Heart's on Fire, a couple of his number one songs, born in this state, 1932. Guy's 79 today, so a happy birthday to him. From the original Law and Order, Michael Moriarty was the first of all of the ADAs on Law & Order, was there for four seasons, I believe. Maybe five, but I think it was four.
Not sure I remember him.
He was Ben Stone. Yeah, you'd remember him. He was the first one.
I'm sure
he'd
I would.
Bring that if you saw him. From the first Law & Order. Didn't really do much. He got out of there for whatever the reason and went on to do, some stuff, but nothing serious. He ought to have stayed there. Sam Waterston came in and stayed.
And he was the new guy.
He was the new guy, and he made that show. I think he, more than anybody else, if you really boil it down, especially after Lenny died, but the actor who played Lenny, whose name has gone right out of my mind.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Lenny Briscoe.
Yeah, anyway.
Elegant.
That was his show before Sam Waterston made it his show. So happy birthday to Moriarty, anyway, 70 today. Colin Powell, Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005.
Or Colin. Jerry Orbach.
Big-time military. Jerry Orbach. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah.
Four-star general, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. Big-time, very well-respected, good guy. Born in the state in 1937. Up next is Alan Clark from the Hollies.
Oh.
One of their big hits, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Great band.
He was born in the state in 1969. I would have made him,
not 1969.
No, he's 69 today. He was born in 1943.
There you go.
That makes sense. Yeah. Max Gale, who was Wojo on Barney Miller.
Wojohowicz.
It was Wojo, for those of us who couldn't pronounce Wojohowicz. He was in the Whiz Kids, DC Cab. You certainly would recognize him. Kind of a tough-looking guy.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1943. Happy birthday to him. And next up is Netta Falskog, one of the richest ladies in Europe, having been one of the two lead women in ABBA, and made more money than you could possibly imagine.
Made more money than Volvo.
Yeah. I have almost as much money as the Beatles, individually.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. And they continue to make it with the continuing success of Mamma Mia and its various forms. So anyway, she is 61 today, born in the state 1950. How many of their songs? Dancing Queen, People Need Love, Waterloo, list goes on and on and on. Happy birthday to her. Next on the list is Mitch Pileggi. I don't know him. He was Skinner.
Oh, Skinner.
In X-Files.
Yeah.
Which one was that? I never watched that show.
Oh, I love that creepy show. Who was Skinner? Wasn't he the bad guy?
Yeah, I thought he was the bad guy.
He was
guy.
The boss, wasn't he?
The not smoking guy, but...
No, cigarette-smoking man was right. A different guy.
Yeah, the boss.
Yeah. You'd recognize him because he's the bald guy, isn't he? With the glasses? Or
I
is
think
that
so,
the cigarette?
Yes. Yeah. No, I think he's the bald guy.
Yeah. Right. Okay, everybody, you'd recognize him instantly if you saw him. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Guitarist for Pearl Jam. Born in the state 1966. Makes him 45 today. Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry. What is that? Somebody else?
The country
group? Hillbilly. You don't know her. I don't know him. Paula Cole.
Maximize taste and people will be happier with fewer bites. That's the advice of the White House pastry chef. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Some taste bud experts met the other day, and the president's pastry chef, Bill Yosis, brought along a lower-calorie recipe for chocolate mousse. He uses a mixture of gelatin and water instead of cream to cut down on the calories. You still get the feel of richness on your tongue, but not the fat. Yosis buys the best chocolate, the kind that looks shiny and cracks when you bite into it. He uses little bits for crunch, but not much. The science of taste is big business these days, as the experts try to make the rich desserts most of us yearn for less caloric. I assume these desserts aren't on the White House menu every night, but those steak dinners must be scrumptious. I'll link to Yosis' recipe for rhubarb strawberry crisp. He's also written the cookbook, The Perfect Finish. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear live programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't forget to check out the Queen of Cheap. Roberta has deals on movies, toys, and cheese fondue for you if you check it out. When you check it out at DougSteffen.com. Also, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has terrific information on what you ought to do and what you ought not to do when it comes to feeding your pets. Important to feed your pets good things, and that does not necessarily include human food. You got to be careful. Just there are a lot of good things, but they're all bad things as well. The poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, have you ever seen a UFO? Let's see here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the results.
63% said no.
Oh.
Ah.
18% said yes. 14% said I think so, but I'm not sure. 4% of you who answered the poll at DougSteffen.com says, I have, but will never admit it to anybody. Well, you just did, you turkey. And 1% said, no, but a friend of mine did. Uh-huh. All right, so we're in the video of the day today.
Which is me where I am, because you've seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen one.
I've seen lights, but I don't know that I could qualify that as UFO.
People forget UFO is just something unidentified. It doesn't mean alien.
No,
it just means something that you don't know what it is.
Right.
So I think we've all seen it.
The video of the day today, the folks at Duke Farms in Hillsborough, New Jersey, set up a webcam to allow researchers to monitor a pair of nesting bald eagles.
Oh, yeah. This is so cool.
Female laid eggs in February, and the videos are up on YouTube of the baby eagles that have been born.
Oh,
and the
so
video
cute.
Today
they
shows the female eagle feeding two of the three babies. Apparently the third one has not yet hatched.
They've had this live cam going on, and there will be 40,000 people at any given time watching this. And before, I ended up spending like 3 or 4 minutes watching them as they were waiting for them to hatch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at me.
Very cool.
Look at me. I'm just sitting here watching an egg in a nest. But it was interesting to watch the eagle mother just nurture the egg and be gentle with it and, you know, and sit on it and nest it and everything. It was very interesting.
Coming up in a moment, the discussion of a mother who has a middle school student pretty upset about finding the child's teacher had taped this child's mouth shut. After we,
I do that all the time. It works great.
All right. All right. So Anne Marie and Judy. Judy.
What's Janet.
Judy. You may just be stuck with me, though, so you don't have to remember Judy right now.
Okay. Judy. Janet.
Yeah. Judy.
But I call Richie's wife, whose name is Janet also. I usually call her something. I don't know what there is about Janet's. All right. So for those of you who are just joining us, we've been discussing beauty. Talked a little about Miss Judd and her book and whether she's beautiful, the concept of beauty. Roberta Janet was instructive in the first part of the conversation because she's had some work done on her. That is, she's done a little bit of Botox and a little bit of the stuff they stick in your, is it collagen where they put in your?
Ritalin.
Let's hope not.
That would be great.
All right. So there's a story at DougStephan.com. The question came from the LBN e-alert. By the way, if you haven't signed up for that, Anne-Marie, you ought to, and other people as well. There's a way of doing that at DougStephan.com. Very helpful stuff. Anyway, does beauty buy you happiness? A lot of women are beautiful in the physical sense. A lot of women and men are beautiful in the other sense. There are people who think that ugly people are sad. I've known people, I guess that depends on how you define ugly. If you are unattractive, does that help you or hurt you? It depends on what you're trying to qualify for, I guess, as much as anything else. It is true, however, that people who are not attractive make less money. You knew that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
They
you're
have
more
also,
overweight also.
Yep, they have trouble
there's
finding a mate. This is a culture that puts a lot of pressure on how we all look. And so if you don't look good, then you don't feel good about yourself.
Mm.
And it's like a vicious circle, round and round. There's a report out at the University of Texas called Beauty is the Promise of Happiness. And in that report is data from 25,000 people who've been surveyed, and basically they compare their happiness level with how attractive they are. And let's see here, looking at the stats, those ranked in the top 15% of hotness were 10% happier than those who ranked at the bottom tier of good looks. In other words, not all ugly people are sad, but pretty people are statistically happier and the less attractive counterpart.
Who's the one defining who's good looking?
How do you define it? How do you define the pretty? Pretty to whom?
Pretty is in the eyes of the beholder, isn't it?
It was the two people that conducted the study were the ones who judged whether they were attractive or not.
But it's really shallow.
Man. It's very shallow. Could you imagine? Hi, we're looking to do a study on good-looking people and ugly people to see whether they're happy or not.
Are you ugly or not?
Are you willing to take this thing?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. You're ugly, all right?
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Actually, there is scientific data on what we consider to be beautiful, like the spacing of the eyes, the height of the forehead, the spacing of the eyes in relationship to the mouth and the nose. I mean, there are
waist-hip ratio.
Waist-hip ratio. There's actually scientific data.
Are we talking about the Western world, Roberta?
Well, yes, the Western world.
The Western
particular.
World.
Yes.
Okay. So, excuse me.
It seems to me that a lot of the beauty comes from, and I don't mean to make this sound so trite, it's going to come out sounding trite, but from self-image. I mean, if I'm not beautiful, but I have a lot of confidence and I'm very bright, I probably am coming across a lot more attractively than somebody who might be very pretty.
True.
Who doesn't have any, there's an interesting story
like
today.
Like an Ellen Barkin.
Well, like Kate Middleton. I mean, is she not magnificently gorgeous?
No,
she's
I don't
about
think she's
to become, you know, gorgeous, one of the most high-profile people in the world.
No,
and yet she was tormented as a child.
She's not here.
Let me just turn her down and you can talk.
No, I don't think she is. You can leave her up, but I'm just saying, Kate Middleton is not that attractive.
She's not
woman.
Magnificently
I don't
gorgeous,
find her magnificently gorgeous at all.
She's very
you
average
don't?
Good looking.
I don't know. Not at all.
Yeah. She's average looking to you?
You see, beauty.
I think she's beautiful.
We go back to, of course you do, and that's fine. The beauty is in the eyes
going to be a
of the beholder. And so what I might find beautiful, I found a woman a number of years ago who had been extraordinarily heavy, and she went through a process. Her brother introduced her to the gym. She went to the gym. She changed her physique and therefore changed her mindset about what she was about. She was insecure. She was quiet. She was shy. She didn't do well in school. She didn't want to be around anybody. But through her own work, she changed herself into a confident, beautiful, just magnificent human being. And in my mind, she was a beautiful person. Somebody else may not have thought she was a beautiful person. And so we go back to this thing of how dare these people. This points out the terribly shallow idea of beauty that we seem to have more in the West than anywhere else, and more specifically in America, where pretty people get more attention from their teachers, they get more attention from their bosses, they get more attention from just about everybody. And so if you're good looking, you're fine. If you're unattractive, you're Mark Lousy. What a horrible comment that is on society.
So let's go around the room here then. We'll start with you, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Do you think that you are good looking?
Yes.
Do you think that you are attractive?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Anne-Marie.
Do you think I'm good looking?
I actually do, by the way.
But, smoking but, hot.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm. I have trouble with the word beauty and good looking. I'm having a lot of trouble with that.
Your own image of yourself.
It depends on what you mean by beautiful.
No, I'm looking for the outer image, what people see at first glance. Do you think that people go, "That's a good looking person right there"?
I think people think I'm okay looking, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think you're more than okay.
Not beautiful, though. I don't think I'm beautiful.
Okay, that's fine. Jennifer?
But I think it's so much more than just, as evidenced by the fact that you think Kate Middleton is ordinary and we think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so subjective.
I think it's
impossible to define.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Jennifer?
I try to rock it every single day, and you know what? I feel like I do, with what I have, I think I maximize it, and I absolutely think that I'm pretty.
I would 100% agree.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Hey, Roberta.
Well, let's put it this way. Yesterday when I was having my Botox by the nurse who's been doing me for the last 5 years, and for some reason it was painful yesterday. Usually I don't wince from it at all. And she said to me, this is, mind you, she's been doing my Botox for 5 years. She said to me, well, you know, it could be that you're getting your period. And I looked at her. I said, Teresa, I'm 57.
That's very nice, though. That's a good compliment.
And she started laughing. She says, you know, I don't think of you that age because you don't look it and you don't act it.
No, you do not. Right.
And I've had people say to me, especially since my mother died, she said, wow, you look so much like your mother.
Yeah.
And I say back, you know what? Thank you for that compliment because my mother was a very beautiful woman.
I would have said then or now would have been my response to that. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You know what drives me nuts about women, though, and I know I'm not trying to just add to this, Doug. Yeah. But if you don't, I hate seeing a really tall woman who is slouching. You know,
it's your poise. It's your posture. It's how you carry yourself.
I do that because my husband is shorter than me, so I've slouched. But lately, I've said, the heck with it.
Yeah, stand up straight, Roberta. All right, so this is an interesting thing. This is all about perception. Richie, you think you're good looking?
I think I'm slightly above average.
You're not as good looking as I am, but
no,
you're okay.
No, not even close. Nobody could be as good looking as you are.
Especially if we ask you.
You are a god, Doug Stephan.
I think Rich is very attractive.
You're a god.
But you see,
in his own mind,
chiseled in stone.
You see,
here's my check.
All right. In a moment, how we deal with a teacher who tapes a student's mouth shut. There's a poll about this, and the story is at DougStephan.com as well. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Vegetables from the garden. Nothing can be fresher or more rewarding. To celebrate the joy of growing fresh vegetables, Triscuit is proclaiming April 12th Home Farming Day. Green thumb or not, the new website homefarming.com empowers home farmers to share experiences, ask and answer simple or complex questions, and be rewarded for growing fresh food. Homefarming.com also features how-to videos from the gardener guy, Paul James.
Creating your own home farm, whether on a windowsill, container, backyard garden, or community plot, doesn't have to be difficult. Triscuit is providing tools to get novice and experienced home farmers started right away by attaching plantable basil and dill herb seed cards to 8 million boxes and by launching homefarming.com.
To build on the success of the home farming movement, Triscuit is working with Urban Farming, a nonprofit organization, to plant 65 community-based home farms in 20 cities. Volunteers can enjoy the fresh-grown food with their families or donate the harvest to food banks. Show your support at homefarming.com or facebook.com/Triscuit.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women, just like me, regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
There's a poll today at DougStephan.com about this teacher who taped a student's mouth shut. In a word, the child was acting out, 13 years old, and the teacher says, okay, if you can't stop talking, I'm going to stop you. And she sat her in the corner and ripped off a piece of duct tape and put it over the kid's mouth.
Ooh.
That was
duct tape a little extreme.
Yeah.
Anybody else think so?
Leave
our
marks.
Question here, what do you think about a teacher taping a student's mouth shut? A, outrageous.
Won't really do it.
Teacher ought to be fired. B, a bit over the line. Teacher ought to be reprimanded. C, not a big deal. The student will get over it. D, I think it's great. More teachers ought to do it. You'll help teach these kids some manners.
He does. She should have just used a gag.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, that whole thing deserves more conversation. We'll get the results of the poll tomorrow. 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The latest on those Southwest airliners, along with more accounts of what last Friday's flight was like. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The Federal Aviation Administration is ordering airlines to inspect older Boeing 737s following the Southwest Airlines mid-air scare last Friday. The FAA requiring the inspection of about 175 older 737s. The plane involved in the Friday incident was 15 years old. You will recall a hole blew through the roof of the cabin. The regulator says it will require inspections of planes that have taken off and landed more than 30,000 times. Meanwhile, we are hearing more from the passengers aboard that Southwest Airlines flight number 812, the flight from Phoenix to Sacramento last Friday that triggered all these inspections and canceled flights. Here are some of the harrowing descriptions of what happened, of what passengers saw and heard.
Horrible noise, then the bags come out. You're like, come on, this can't be happening, right? This is a movie.
And all of a sudden, there's a loud bang, and the masks drop, and it's really, really windy, and the ears hurt.
As soon as I tried to look out the window and put up the shade screen, the aircraft went into a complete nosedive.
The plane did eventually level off and made an emergency landing at a military base near Yuma, Arizona. The resulting inspections of all Southwest 737s caused 600 flights to be canceled this past weekend and about 70 to be canceled yesterday. The airline is hoping to return to a normal schedule today. A former federal investigator says Southwest Airlines' hectic schedule may be the reason why the hole opened up in that fuselage. Mary Schiavo is a former inspector general of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You could drill out the cracks and then leave the plane fly with cracks, and that might work for some other airline, but not for Southwest, because they have the most punishing schedule on their planes in the industry.
A former senior official with the FAA offered a similar assessment to Schiavo. Scott Brenner said Southwest puts much more stress on its planes due to constant takeoffs and landings. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, it was a seesaw day of light trading with mixed results. The Dow up 23, closing at 12,400. S&P up less than a half a point. NASDAQ lost less than a half a point. Crude oil up another 53 cents a barrel to $108.47. That is the sound of violent weather sliding out of the deep south and onto the eastern seaboard. Tornado watches in effect from North Florida to Maryland, including the Washington, D.C. area. Later on today, the severe weather will cover the eastern seaboard from Florida to Virginia and even further north. The weather pattern could bring wind gusts of 70 miles an hour or more, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. Let's count it down. 3, 2, 1.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz rocket as Ron Guerin, Alexander Samakutyayev and Andrei Borisenko begin their journey to the International Space Station.
The rocket launched from Kazakhstan yesterday with an American among the crew members. Astronaut Ronald Guerin and two Russian cosmonauts will spend 6 months living aboard the International Space Station. And finally, it's over. The Connecticut Huskies, the 2011 men's college basketball national champs, topping Butler 53-41 in Houston last night to win its third national title. Much of the game, especially the second half, was just painful to watch as Butler's shooting touch went ice cold, but a woman in Jefferson, Oregon had quite the winning touch. Her name is Diana Inch. She's a high school librarian who, just on a lark, joined 3 million other college basketball fans as she entered the Yahoo Sports Tournament bracket game, and the teams she picked?
They were silly picks.
Silly picks. Diana used her favorite numbers, letters, and dog breeds to come up with these final four teams: Connecticut, Kentucky, Butler, and VCU. Out of 3 million, she was the only one to go 4 for 4, and she picked Connecticut to beat Butler for the title. Yahoo called to tell her about it. Her reaction?
I just thought it was super funny.
I do plan to get in touch with her for a few stock tips later today. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Live from Progressive.
Paul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.